I'm Holly Lynch. I've taken the decision to stand for the Labour Party for Halifax. It's my hometown. I've lived and worked here almost all of my life. I've got very big shoes to fill following Linda Reardon. She's been a great MP for the town. And it's a challenge for me to live up to that. But I'm really, really passionate about Halifax. It's a great place to live, but we've got some issues that need addressing as well. And I really hope that being the MP for Halifax will give me the opportunity to look into those issues and bring jobs and look after people in a way that they might not have been over the past 5 years. So I'm a local girl. I went to schools here. I started working at 14 while I was at school. I've worked in the Sound Centre, in the subway, making sandwiches to support my education, and doing that on sort of those minimum terms and conditions, and sometimes with people who were actually struggling to plan from week to week, single parents and working families. And it gave me a strong work ethic and an understanding of what people need to really bring their kids up with those opportunities, with the support to go on and do well. And that's something I feel really quite passionately about, those opportunities for everybody and secure employment. I went away to university with help from my parents, who worked incredibly hard. My mum was a nurse and she worked in the A&E in Halifax, and that's where she met my dad, actually, who was a police officer in Halifax as well. So I went to university, and when I came back, I began working for Matrix Technology Solutions in Halifax. And they design and manufacture products that are really quite niche and specific, and some of the world-leading products in the training sector. And I joined that company and I worked my way up, and I was ultimately responsible for export sales. So going, selling Halifax products all over the world, going to international exhibitions, finding distribution, networks, companies that would sell them in different companies and different countries all over the world. And that's what Halifax needs. And the support for those companies is really, really important. With the change of government, we saw BusinessLink go, we saw Yorkshire Forward go, and that made it that bit tougher for us to go and find those international exhibitions that were bringing jobs to Halifax, that were bringing good wages to Halifax, and I'm really determined to bring those back. In the past 2 years, 2 to 3 years, I've been working with Linda McAvan, who's our Labour member of the European Parliament for Yorkshire and the Humber. Now, I've been able to work on some of the biggest pieces of European legislation in my role, on the Tobacco Products Directive, which is a flagship piece of legislation internationally that really set the standard on how to monitor and regulate tobacco, what we need to do to support people who are trying to kick the habit, and how to make smoking less attractive to young people. I've worked on the European Union's response to the Ebola crisis in West Africa. I've worked on lifting some of the world's poorest people out of poverty through the Millennium Development Goals, and which are going to be replaced with the Sustainable Development Goals this year. And looking at climate change and internationally what we need to do to address those issues. There are big climate change talks later this year, and I really hope that the Labour Party is going to play a big role in leading on what we need to do to reduce our carbon emissions. So I really hope that I've got a broad skill set of having worked in Halifax, both in those jobs on minimum terms and conditions, right through to export trade and what our businesses need. But with that understanding of politics, that I can hit the ground running, I know what goes into putting a piece of legislation together, the number of different people that you need to speak to make sure that it's fair and that it works in the way that you want it to. And so I hope that I can really offer that as an MP for Halifax. I hope that's a great package of experience. There are issues in Halifax that I'd really like to get stuck into. So Halifax is a great place to live, and a lot of friends and visitors that have been over the past couple of weeks, I'll comment actually on how attractive it is to look at. It's a great place to live. But what really worries me is the threat to our healthcare provision in Halifax. We do have a fight on. We're going to be at a critical stage of fighting for our A&E, but our other services as well. And I'm really keen to look at all the arguments, but make sure that our healthcare provision is there, not just for the people of Halifax, but right across Calderdale. People in Todmorden are particularly concerned that they're going to have to go all the way to Huddersfield if they've got an accident or emergency. And we've got to make a really strong, loud case for keeping those healthcare provisions, our A&E, here in Halifax. I want to work with businesses, as I've already said. I know that it was tough for us at Matrix when that support disappeared. We had to look at making people redundant. And we've got to fight to bring those opportunities, that business support back, so that we can keep as many people as possible in good jobs, that they've got good wages. And I really hope that Halifax is going to undergo a bit of a rebirth within the next 5 years. We've got all the investments going on at the Peace Hall. We're tying in the Orange Box and the Square Chapel with that. And I hope that that will attract more businesses, more growth, more investment, and looking at supporting those small businesses that employ more than half of our workers across the country, to give them the support that they need to take on more people and make sure that they're secure in their jobs and well paid. But we've also got to look at tackling food poverty and child poverty in Halifax. I've talked about working on some of those international pieces of legislation where we lift some of the world's poorest out of poverty, making sure that they've got food and water. It really, really bothers me that here in Halifax there are families that were in secure work only a couple of weeks ago, and they find that either through 0 hours contracts, or because they've been made redundant, or they've been on welfare that's been helping them, but they find that they've been sanctioned and they're not sure why, they're having to take their families and children to use the food bank. And actually, that was one of the main reasons why I took this decision to stand to be the MP for Halifax. We've got to look at fixing that. We've got to look at how I can alleviate the pressures on our food bank here in Halifax, but getting tough on the reasons why people are having to go and use the food bank anyway. I find it really, really tough that there are young people and children going hungry here in Halifax, and that's something that I'm really, really keen to address.